Good morning. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will bring you programs about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, this is Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative. And boy, what a brisk morning it is. Walking from the lot to the studio here certainly put some pep in my step. Maybe next time I'll wear more clothing. Well, today is a good day. Today is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and let us be glad in it. If you're listening, you are alive. And that means that you can take every opportunity to make it your best day ever. So if you're listening and if you need prayer, we're praying for you. If you need healing, we're going to heal you through prayer. In fact, we have here the president of HEAL, Mr. Nick Costello. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Deacon John.
How are you doing this morning, Nick?
I'm doing very well.
It's good. Good to have you here. I'm fortunate to have you here to listen and to hear more about this organization that you have, HEAL. But before we talk about HEAL, how did you get to this point, Nick? I'm sorry.
Well, it's a long story, but as a kid, I grew up in the southwest suburb of Oak Lawn, and I just described my parents as good Catholics. They brought my brothers and I to church every Sunday. They prayed with us before we went to bed.
Did they bring you to church or did they drag you to church?
they dragged us to church, and but if we acted up or were too loud in church, my dad would spank us when we got back home.
No, what
yeah,
that's that old time discipline.
Yes, you know, and he never made me cry, but you know, he did spank us. But so I received some good formation from my parents, something I'm thankful for every day.
Nick, you were also in the seminary.
Yes, I was. From 94 to 2000, I was a seminarian, so I believe that was God's call for me at that point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was while I was in seminary that I met my friend and now colleague, Leo Okonkwo.
Okay.
And it was in 1998 we became classmates. We were both seminarians for the Rockford Diocese.
Okay.
And we became good friends and hit it off with each other. And even at that point, Leo was in mission. He was on a mission. And I learned about how he would go into rural villages in his country near his own home.
So for our listeners, Neil is from Nigeria.
Leo. Yeah.
Yes, excuse me.
Yes. Leo is Nigerian.
Okay.
He is an Igbo man,
right,
which is one of the three main tribes in Nigeria.
Okay. And how big is that tribe? Or do you have estimates?
The Igbo, I mean, it's a very big tribe. It's one of the three major tribes in Nigeria. There's the Igbo, the Hausas, and the Yorubas. So the Igbos are in the south and the southeast. So
okay.
They're primarily the Christian and Catholic people of Nigeria.
Got you. Now, does Igbo itself mean anything, or does it have a?
Well, Leo would tell you, kind of in a colloquial way, that Igbo, which is spelled I-G-B-O,
Okay.
Means I go before others.
Oh, wow.
So IGBO, I go before others. So that's how he would describe it, because the Igbo are very, they're very assertive, and they're very industrious and creative people, well-educated. They're entrepreneurs.
And that's my impression of Nigerians in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very educated, very smart people, at least the ones I've met.
Yes.
And I would say as well, industrious, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah, they very very much are, and the Igbo particularly have a reputation for that. So that's how I initially got involved in this mission, but in a very remote way.
Mm-hmm.
Leo went back to Nigeria in 1998. He continued on with his formation, but went back home to Nigeria.
Okay.
I came back to Chicago and embarked on my own career path, which was in sales, advertising sales, which I had been doing for several years.
Okay.
But we kept in contact. And so when he would call me, I would help him out as I was able.
So you guys became good friends while you were in the seminary.
That's correct, yeah.
And so now you've started this organization called HEAL.
Right.
And
well,
what does that mean?
HEAL means Home to Enhance African Life. Now, what happened was, as over those years, Leo and I stayed in contact. We'd talk on the phone. He would ask me for help when he needed something. In 2013, he gave me a call, and he said, "Nick, I really need your help this time."
Mm-hmm.
And so I could just sense by that question that this was something major.
Right.
And what it was, it is in one of the rural villages called Umuagu.
Mm-hmm.
Where Leo and his co-missionaries were educating some of these children, they were using a very dilapidated, rundown structure for the classroom building. And
okay.
It was initially used as a livestock stall.
Oh, wow.
For the chickens and pigs.
Wow.
But resources were such that this was all they had at that time. So the authorities were harassing him and bribing him just to keep the mission open, because mm-hmm. it was not technically up to standard, even though no one else was doing what he was doing,
right,
to reach out to these children in need. So he came to me in 2013. He stayed with me for 6 weeks, and I introduced him to some of my contacts in my circles, and that's when we founded HEAL, Home to Enhance African Life, as a 501c3. And thanks be to God, we were able to raise the initial money to build a new school building, standardized school building in Umuagu. And that was in 2014.
Let's talk about that a little bit more when we come back from this break.
Sounds great.
All right.
We can't accept this colored priest.
But the Catholic Church deplores double slavery, that of the mind and that of the body.
You ain't nothing but a troublemaker.
I was a poor slave boy, but the priest of the church did not disdain me.
We want no Toltons in this place.
I shall work at it and pull at it as long as God gives me life.
Get out of Quincy, go elsewhere, get!
May I never give up.
Learn more at toltondrama.com.
The word made clear is exactly what its name implies. It's an easy-to-understand explanation of the Word of God, the Gospel. Hello, I'm Father James McElhone, Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'd like to invite you to take our free online Bible study program by going to thewordmadeclear.org. Our website offers an audio-based guide to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Listen to my lectures and follow along with the handouts provided. There are even discussion guides. You can also explore the biblical roots of the Mass. And there are links to a wide variety of biblical sources that will benefit both teachers and students of the Sacred Scriptures. Just go to wordmadeclear.org to experience our free online Bible study program. Again, it's free at wordmadeclear.org. It's the Word of God. Enjoy.
Pope Francis calls us to draw near to the poor, to encounter them, to meet their gaze, to embrace them. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development lives out this message of solidarity by addressing root causes of poverty. CCHD accompanies low-income communities as they confront the unjust structures that affect them. Support the work of CCHD by donating during the annual collection on November 18th and 19th. Visit cchdchicago.org to learn more and to contribute online.
Wow, that sounds lovely. Nick, what are we listening to?
You're listening to the Gloria, in English, sung by the Igbo people.
Okay.
At a mass I attended, I believe it was on April 29th this year, in Mbise Village.
It sounds beautiful.
It does, and because the Igbos put their whole spirit and soul into their music, they take it really seriously. And they're natural musicians.
Well, yeah, I'm listening to some of the sounds in the background, so I hear a tambourine.
Yeah, you're hearing a tambourine, you're hearing some drums.
Right.
And then they even have vases with an opening,
mm-hmm.
and they have like a brush that they pound on over the opening of a vase that makes a certain sound. So they use their own traditional instruments,
right,
you know, in their music, but it's also traditional Catholic, so they blend it all together.
It sounds so wonderful.
Yeah.
And someone has a voice, more than someone.
Oh, yeah.
Several of them. I can, you know, it really sounds great.
It is.
It has to be a different experience.
And this is out in the rural village. This is not like a church in the city with a big budget for a choir.
Of course.
No, out in the rural villages among the lower income people, the poor people. The music is beautiful.
And, you know, and that's when that spirit rings out even more loudly, and
mm-hmm.
you can hear it, definitely.
Yeah.
So thanks for bringing us some of that sampling, and I think we're going to be hearing some more as the show goes on.
Yeah.
So that's great. So when we left off, we were talking about Leo and what he went through, I guess, to some extent. I guess I want you to tell us more about that in terms of what has Leo done so far.
Okay, well, Leo's story is a long one, but in a nutshell— Leo came from a large family of eight people mm-hmm. in Mbise Village, which is in southeast Nigeria. His father got in an accident when he was 11 years old, and so his father couldn't take care of the family anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do in Nigeria, where there's no insurance or workman's comp or safety nets like that, is they'll send the children out to work. So Leo was sent out to be a bonded servant with a family, a wealthier family.
What does the word bonded mean?
I believe it basically means that Leo's obliged to work for this family, who will then financially compensate his family.
Gotcha.
So there's that. There's an agreement, and so. He has to be there working. So he was sweeping floors, feeding the pigs, fetching water. He was a house servant.
Got you.
And now this man, who was the chief of this household, had a very large family of his own.
Mm-hmm.
And one day Leo saw the children in this man's house crying. He saw them and they were all crying. And Leo asked them, "Why are you crying?" And they said, "Well, we're having problems with our math homework, and if we don't get good grades or don't, you know, finish our assignments, our father will beat us severely."
Oh, wow.
So Leo said, "Well, bring me your textbooks." And so they brought him their textbook and some of their assignments,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and he was pulled out of school in order to become this bonded servant. So,
oh, wow.
So that was a distressing experience for him. So he ended up tutoring these children, learned the material himself, and they were his peers, maybe a year or two older than him.
Wow.
He was 11 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up tutoring them, and they learned the material.
And it was helpful to him, of course, too, being taken out of school himself.
Yes, that's right. That's right. You know, and so he's a very bright guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, I think, the beginning of his mission
work.
to educate youth. But then what happened was really quickly is because he was in an environment that was not a school and, mm-hmm. and he was working at the young age of 11, he was worried that he would never be educated. So he made a covenant with God that if God, if you provide me with an opportunity to resume my education, I will find poor and marginalized children wherever they are, and I'll be their slave.
Wow.
As a priest.
Wow.
As a priest. And so that was his covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And he did end up getting that opportunity. At the age of 14, was able to go into a minor seminary and continue his education in Nigeria. So that's another
right.
story, but that's it in a nutshell. And that's what, you know, that opportunity he received after it being taken away from him is what is his motivating. It's what's motivating him, and
gotcha.
You know, to go into the rural villages and to meet people where they're at and their need.
So what he offers is education.
Yeah, formal and religious education,
mm-hmm.
poverty relief,
mm-hmm.
Because these families that we're dealing with are subsistence farmers.
Okay.
So they're living day to day. They're growing what they can on their small land to feed themselves. Whatever they have left over, they'll bring to the roadside and sell it.
Hmm.
But it's day to day, and they need the children around to help them. So they're not thinking education, unfortunately. So
right.
we have to lure them to the school with food and with school uniforms and the other necessities, and then instill in them a love for education. So that's what Leo and the Messengers of Justice, which is the religious community he founded over the years out of volunteers who just were attracted to him and his work, that's how they serve these children.
That sounds so awesome. So how is it that you two guys got together?
Originally seminary,
mm-hmm.
but then when he called me in 2013
you?
And I brought him here and he stayed with me for 6 weeks, we made the rounds and we founded HEAL. And so
when we come back, let's talk about HEAL
okay.
and how you guys are partnering.
Good.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
Mark Wahlberg appears with Cardinal Supich at the UIC Pavilion, and the actor's faith journey leaves a positive impression on young adults. We take a look at the church's teachings on cremation and how Catholic Cemeteries is responding to the increased interest. And we visit with a deacon who ministers to workers at Arlington Park Racetrack, including the undocumented.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
As we celebrate our 100th anniversary, I want to offer a special thank you to the Good Samaritans who support Catholic Charities. I'm Monsignor Mike Boland. We feed, clothe, shelter, and give job counseling to nearly 1 million people each year. Homeless veterans, the elderly, youth, pregnant women, and now grieving survivors of children shot and killed in the streets of Chicago. all count on Catholic Charities. See how you can help at CatholicCharities.net. You may be of another faith or no faith, but you have faith in us. Thank you.
John with the Black Catholic Initiative, and you're listening to some wonderful hymns that some Nigerians are actually singing at church right now.
Yeah, that's right. This was another Sunday Mass I attended, and this is the Sanctus, or the Holy Holy, in the Igbo language.
And yeah, that is really some soulful singing. You can just hear it.
It is soulful singing. It lifts up your spirit, and you feel the joy within you as you're hearing the Igbos praise God and sing, at Mass.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, is this something that they instituted themselves, or were they taught the music and it's in their own language? Or
yeah, I think all of the above. I think they just naturally value music, mm-hmm. and are very soulful and in their music and in their singing, but then they integrate it into the Mass, and it's the Mass parts. So you'll recognize mm-hmm. The hymns as they're being sung for what they are, but it's with that Igbo accent to it.
Now, Nick, you've been sharing with us Leo's story and how it is that he got interested in helping out his own people, and mm-hmm. it's just been a wonderful thing to hear you talk about that. And he's been devoted since the age of 11, at least.
Yes, yes.
And now you again have created this organization called HEAL.
Yes.
And you're partnering with him, your seminary buddy.
Yes.
And you've been involved in this now for 4 years.
For 4 years.
Now, what does HEAL do exactly?
Well, HEAL's mission is to form servant leaders among West Africans through poverty relief, education, and entrepreneurship, all in the self-emptying spirit of Christ. So the spirituality of the mission is where it all begins, and mm-hmm. that's with Deacon Leo and the Messengers of Justice Sisters. Again, that's the religious community that he formed out of volunteers who just naturally came to follow him and work with him because they wanted to.
By the way, how big is this community of people?
There's about maybe 12 or so.
Okay,
that are working in the mission among the three schools. We have three schools in three rural villages in southeast Nigeria. We're serving about 300 children and widows
on a daily basis.
But like I said, it all begins with the self-emptying, which is going out into these areas and encountering people in their need, in their dire need.
And of course, they are in need of water.
They're in need of pure water,
mm-hmm.
A poverty relief, which entails food, entails
clothing.
Mm-hmm. It's not that they're, I don't want to say completely abject destitution,
mm-hmm.
because these people, they are subsistence farmers, or they're roadside vendors, so they may have some trinkets and things that they'll go out and sell and be able to live day to day. But there's no upward mobility. It's stagnant. So what we're trying to do is uplift the dignity of people in the rural areas
mm-hmm.
who are otherwise neglected and marginalized by the certain aspects of the political culture and some of the general culture, which is still steeped in ritual superstitions and other harmful customs.
So, Nick, tell us, you know, I know that you are planning a pilgrimage to Nigeria.
Yes.
In February.
It'll be in the first quarter of next year. We don't have the dates yet, but Leo and I are going to set the dates for a few missionary pilgrimages in 2018, maybe two, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been there three times now, so I've kind of cleared the path, you know, for other people who now want to come and contribute to the mission in their own way, according to their own skills, their own background, their own knowledge base. We need teachers, we need nurses, we need counselors, we need deacons and priests, we need...
Well, you do have the missions office sort of working with you as well?
Yes. Megan Mio has been tremendously supportive.
Okay.
She's assigned us to do mission appeals in parishes here. Actually, the last 3 years, since 2015.
Awesome.
So we've done appeals in probably between 12 and 15 parishes in the Archdiocese.
Oh, that's great.
So I've done a few, and then Deacon Leo's preached in at least 10 parishes.
Okay.
Here.
He can certainly come to ours.
Oh, yeah. Next time. Next time.
Tell me, or tell our listeners anyway, how they can help you.
Well, Deacon John, the first thing people can do is go to our website, which is www.healnigeria.org. That's healnigeria.org. They can subscribe to our newsletter. I write a newsletter once a week, so they can get updated on the mission, and I provide photos from the mission. And then they can donate. What I'm asking people, just to help us cover our operating costs, is to make a monthly commitment of $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
If they can just do that, it will help us to sustain and develop the lives of these children. So my goal is to get an army of small donors, people, you know, who appreciate this mission and want to commit and contribute something, but not asking too much, because, you know, people are stretched enough as it is.
No doubt about it. And so, Nick, if they want to also go with you on this pilgrimage, how might they get involved?
Just stay tuned to healnigeria.org.
Okay.
So write that down on a piece of paper or a post-it note and visit the website. There's a tab on the website, pilgrimages, and we will have the information posted on the website when it's not up there yet, but we'll have three or four dates for pilgrimage dates in 2018. We'll probably have maybe in 2 or 3 week blocks, but according to the best time frame for Deacon Leo on his end. And then for people that works, where that date range works for them, and they want to come on a pilgrimage, then they can get in contact with us, and we'll help guide them through what they need to do.
Okay, and they would have to get special traveling reservations.
Yeah,
as well,
you
right?
have to get your visa
right.
updated, or obtain a visa from Nigeria. You'll probably need some immunization shots. You know, and then you'll maybe have to raise a little bit of money, you know, to book your flight. But then we would take care of everything for you once you're there with us in Nigeria.
Nick, once again, we want to thank you for coming on. We want to ask that God continues to bless both you and Leo and your mission and your covenants.
You're
doing such great work. We're going to ask that you be blessed and covered in all of your work and all the children and villages that you're working with and your endeavors. May God continue to bless your path.
Thank you, Deacon John, and for the opportunity to speak to your listeners this morning.
All right, you've been listening to the Black Catholic Initiative, and thank you for listening. If you can, please help out Nick Costello and his buddy Leo in all their great efforts in Nigeria. Thanks again, Nick.
Amen.